NGS here with Gardens Open for March is Jeff Stonebanks. Let's wheel him out and get him on. Jeff!
Oh, wheel me out? I don't know. Apologies if I sound as though I'm in a tunnel. Pauline's just said it sounds very echoey, but I am in a room that's just been decorated, so
right.
I apologise for that. How are you both, okay?
We're all right, thanks. What about you?
No, a bit worn out doing all this decorating, but there we go. I will have this lovely office overlooking the garden, so it will all be worthwhile once it's finished. Anyway, can you believe next month we've got Mother's Day and Easter in the same month?
I know.
It's bizarre.
Expensive, it sounds.
Anyway, we've got some great gardens to get out and see for visitors to go out to, and it might be a bit cold, as Ian suggested, but hopefully there'll be some warm tea to keep people going. All the gardens I mentioned will allow children in free and offer homemade teas, unless I say otherwise. Let's look first then at Sussex, with a lovely six-acre garden at Aldsworth House in Emsworth Common Road in Aldsworth, where visitors will find sheets of crocus and daffodils under a 200-year-old plane tree, which always give the heralding of spring. There are walled and gravel gardens, numerous borders, and two mini arboretums. Among the plants in particular specialities are hellebores, peonies, roses, epimediums, and many more. There's also a quiz for children, and a short film will be shown depicting the garden as it was in the 1930s. Aldsworth House will open on Sunday the 6th, which is Mother's Day, and also on Tuesday the 8th of March from 11 to 5, and admission is £4. Next up in Sussex is Palatine School Gardens in Worthing. This is a many-roomed mature garden with varied planting. It's been constructed by teachers, volunteers and children with special needs, and it never ceases to surprise visitors. Amongst its many offerings, visitors will find wildlife corner, ponds, themed gardens and children outdoor art features. Palatine School Gardens will open on Easter Sunday, which is the 27th of March, between 2 and 5, with admission £4. Sussex's final offering in March is King John's Lodge in Sheep Street Lane, Etchingham. Here visitors will find a four-acre romantic garden for all seasons surrounding an historic listed house. There's a formal garden with water features, rose walk and wild garden and pond, and a rustic bridge takes you to a shaded ivy garden with large herbaceous borders. There's also a further 4 acres of meadows with grazing sheep along with a nursery and shop. This too will also open on Mother's Day, the 6th of March next week, and it's open from 1 till 4. Admission is £5 with lunches available, and they've got a special offer of tea fit for a queen and your mother, which is bookable in advance if you get in touch with them. Over in North East Hampshire, there's only one garden on show in March, and that's Beechingwood Farm near Odiham. This is a 2-acre garden in many parts with a lawn meandering through woodland, drifts of spring bulbs, a rose pergola with steps, pots with many spring bulbs, and a fritillary and cowslip meadow. Additionally, there's a rock garden with grasses, ferns and bamboos, and it's open on Wednesday the 30th of March from 2 till 5 with admission just £4. Moving on then finally to Surrey. Here visitors will find three very different gardens next month. Up first, a real gem, Albury Park. Step back in history and take this National Garden Scheme exclusive opportunity to explore 14 acres of the pleasure grounds designed by John Evelyn in 1670. Enjoy the vistas from some amazing original terraces stretching from a quarter of a mile. Entry is £4.50 and it's open on Sunday the 20th of March between 2 and 5. Surrey's next offering is Caxton House. Daffodils go wild in this lovely Reigate garden with a Gothic folly, arboretum, ponds and pretty hellebores. Pots provide colourful displays along with herbaceous borders containing grasses, perennials and spring bulbs and a parterre. Entry is just £5 on Sunday the 27th of March and are open from 2 to 5pm. So to our final March garden is a great attraction for Easter Monday, the 28th of March. Spring favourite Van in Hambledon will be opening from 2 till 6. On show, it's beautiful woodland vale carpeted with hellebores, spring bulbs and checkered snake's head fritillaries. This 5-acre English Heritage Registered garden with picturesque historic house is a great hit with Gertrude Jekyll fans worldwide. You can see it all for £6. Sounds well worth a visit if you've not seen it before. Well, Joe, that's the roundup of gardens for March. Hope your visitors enjoy Mother's Day, and I'll be back with you on Easter Sunday, the 28th, to update you on the April gardens. As always, if people want more information on anything I've mentioned, go to www.ngs.org.uk. That's www.ngs.org.uk, or you can call 01483 221535. That's 01483 221535. 211-535 Monday to Friday for more information.
Very good. And this Echo, it really is your new office. It's not because you're in a police cell and they give you one phone call.
No, it really is. It's going to be overlooking the garden in this lovely Velux balcony window I've had installed. It's going to be fabulous, but it's a bit of a pain and trauma to get there.
Oh. Jeff, don't take the bait. He's trying to have a go at
me. I know he is. Never mind, Steve.
We'll speak to you next time.
All right, then. Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
This week on the Alison Fern Show,
we're looking at parenting. It's ups and downs.